Here we go again then, Rachel. And this one is not being done at the venue. It's being done outside our hotel.
Yes, because at 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night. And the reason for that is that we were working so hard to get everything out. We then realised while we were at the venue that it was 10 o'clock and they stopped serving food at 10:30. So we had to get on our bikes and come back. And yeah.
And we only just, we cycled like the wind back to the hotel and we only just made it.
Oh my goodness. And that was very hot lasagna. Yeah. It was a bit too hot for me. Anyway, enough about the food. Let's talk about the championships today.
Well, I think the most important thing that you finally got your pancake today.
I did. Chocolate and banana. I didn't have chocolate at all. I had banana and bacon, which is bizarre. But actually works. It's really good. And whipped cream as well. Goodness me, that was good, yes.
Yeah, you had it with hot chocolate. I think that's where the chocolate came.
Yeah, that's true. And you had chocolate.
I had Nutella and banana again, which is just a classic. And it's a classic for a reason, because it's delicious.
It is, absolutely. But let's talk about the championships themselves. So big result for our para-equestrian dressage team today in that they won silver. Now, notable, because here's the thing, Team GBR do very well in para sport. We all know that the Netherlands are picking up speed and they're investing quite heavily in that sport, and obviously they're world champions as well. But we sent a team with three debutantes, didn't we?
We did. Now, the thing here is para equestrian dressage is becoming hugely competitive. This year, there were 66 athletes competing from 21 nations. And if I'm right, which it's 11:30 at night.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? But if I remember rightly, the last European Championships, it was something like only 40-odd athletes. So that's a big increase with athletes that have made it here at all, which is excellent for the sport.
Yeah. But it just makes it far more competitive and means that, bluntly, Team GBR, who've had it very much their own way for so many years, that's no longer the case. Other countries are really waking up to this and are really starting to invest in it. And yet, having sent a team with three debutantes, and obviously Sophie Wells, who's won more medals than either of us have had pancakes or indeed hot dinners or indeed anything. Goodness me, it's 31.
31 in total now.
Goodness
which,
me.
As the commentary on the Power Arena likes to point out, that's more medals than she has years.
Wow. Good for you, Sophie. So, Sophie and obviously the rest of the team, Mari Durwood-Ackhurst, Nikki Greenhill and Georgia Wilson, all done fabulously well. And we haven't said what they've won yet. We've been saying they've done very well. What did they win?
They won Team Silver.
Team Silver, behind the Netherlands, the home team, as we said, the world champions.
And we should point out, the Netherlands have sent an incredibly strong team here of experienced combinations.
Mm.
So they were always the favourites.
Which you're going to do, because it's your home games, isn't it? I mean, it's your home games, of course you're going to have strong combinations. But it's worth pointing out that, as I say, three debutantes, really strong performance, and with a performance manager who was only appointed a few months ago, Georgina Sharples, who was called during the ceremony, they persistently called her Georgina Sharpless. Somebody's got a double S. Somebody's put an extra S into her name for the commentary notes. He did it again, and it was the English guy as well.
Yeah, it was. The Dutch commentator had it spot on. The English guy, not so much,
but someone else I don't spot on is you, because you caught up with Georgina.
I did. So we've just come from the para medal ceremony where Team GB have won Team Silver. You must be absolutely thrilled with that result.
Absolutely delighted. Yeah, we've got a brand new team, three first-time combinations, and the experience of Sophie Wells, and they have all performed phenomenally. So, championships are never easy. It's an unusual environment. You know, you're always going to get curveballs, and we're just, really, really pleased with how everybody's pulled together. Teamwork's been fantastic. The experience, I think, of the team behind the team in helping everybody to have an opportunity to go out there and deliver their best. And I think we've seen some real quality. Georgia Wilson, medals.
She's been a little star, hasn't she?
Absolutely superb. Yeah, medalling in her first senior championships and really showing the quality and the class that she is. And, you know, with Nikki and Mari as well, personal best performances. Absolutely can't ask for any more than that. Two more silver medals for Sophie. She's up to 31, which is...
just ridiculous, isn't it?
Totally phenomenal. So, yeah, absolutely delighted with Team Silver.
And what were your hopes coming in here? Were you hoping for a medal, or was it just a kind of, let's give some up-and-coming athletes some experience of being at the championships?
Yeah, I think we'd have to say we were hoping for a medal. I think we knew that a medal was possible. You can never bank on that. We control the processes and the outcomes control themselves. But, you know, I think this just speaks volumes for the kind of the breadth and the depth and the quality of the athletes that we've got in the pathway in Great Britain. We've got seriously experienced multi-medal winning athletes who are at home. They're on a different path and they're on a trajectory, you know, to put themselves in a great position for Tokyo selection. So, yeah, it was an opportunity for three totally new combinations to come and show what they were made of and make the selectors' decisions even harder for next year.
And they really have done that, haven't they? They've been brilliant.
They have stepped up and they have done phenomenally well. So I know everybody at home will be watching, and it's brilliant because actually it just raises the level of competition in the nation, which is superb.
And it's sort of the whole... power on an international level, the competitiveness is increasing, isn't it, year on year? And we've had the Dutch went and won at WEG, and they've won again here, and it must be great for the sport to have everyone really pushing and competing against each other.
Yeah, and I think seeing more and more nations coming through, actually, so not just the competitiveness within the classes, but just seeing it increasing in popularity and actually more nations entering and more horses here. You know, and when competition increases, it's just athletes pushing athletes, and ultimately it's all good for the sport.
It is, definitely. Well, I mean, if we go back to the individual medal ceremony, there were so many different nations on those podiums and not the typical ones that you might have thought of. Obviously, we were there and the Dutch were there, but there were also, you know, sort of countries from Scandinavia and places like that, and it is just brilliant for the sport as a whole.
It's phenomenal. It's, you know, the popularity and I think just the strength and depth, you know, as you said, from other nations and within the grades, it's it just makes it even more exciting to watch, and it pushes everybody even harder to deliver even better performances. Yeah. And we're absolutely seeing that. You know, it was amazing to see our able-bodied dressage team over supporting the paras. It's been a one big British team experience over here, and you know, it's superb sport. Everybody's here to watch it.
Well, yes, because we obviously had Charlotte Desjardins here helping Nikki Greenhill before her individual test as well. We had Carl and Gareth and Lottie here watching earlier today in the team test. So it is, yeah, it's great for the fact that we're all here and supporting each other. But this is obviously your first championships as chef to keep of the para team. How have you found being here?
I've really enjoyed it. Championships are never plain sailing, but you know, it's a phenomenal team, and there is a vast amount of experience, and you know, everybody on the staff for the para dressage team, they're all willing to go the extra mile. Everybody's worked together so well, a huge amount of positivity, and I think we've overcome everything that's been thrown at us, and athletes have gone out there and delivered fantastic performances. So thoroughly enjoyable, and obviously delighted to be bringing a silver medal home.
Definitely. And one last question. So obviously we've got Tokyo next year. What's going to be the plan between now and then?
We'll go back home. We'll debrief this. We've got squad training. We'll be working out our competition plans. We'll be having a good look at, you know, everybody that we've got in contention, and we'll be making the best possible preparation plans working Tokyo backwards. And it's going to be a really exciting journey. It's going to be fiercely competitive, and I think we're in a really good place. So we've already started quite a lot of preparation work. We've actually just come back from the eventing test event. You know, Britain had a strong delegation out there getting a really good feel for what it's like on the ground, and I think we'll be in a really good place to go out and deliver some absolutely exceptional performances in Tokyo.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with it, and we'll be following you on your way there.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's our only interview, isn't it?
It is. This is, yeah, it's been one of those weird days where actually there wasn't a huge amount of competition happening for our athletes. Mm. We only had Sophie and Nikki and then the two freestyle
riders. Let's talk about the freestyle dressage because, well, here's the funny thing is while Nikki Greenhill was doing her test in the para dressage, that at the very same time was when Carl Hester was doing his freestyle and the music was rather loud.
Yes, it was. Well, I was over at the para arena watching Nikki's test, and yeah, it was like I was sat in the Rotterdam Arena listening to Carl's. It was very loud. And the thing with Nikki, as obviously those who've listened to our previous episodes have known, is that she is a visually impaired rider, and the thing that helps her navigate the arena are the callers around the edge who call out the markers for her. So if she can't really hear them, it is a bit of a handicap. But saying that, she put in a brilliant performance. It was a personal best. It was up on, I believe, anyway, up on the score that she got in the previous test. And her horse was also a lot more settled in this test. He was very, very tense and worried in the first test, just because the atmosphere is so electric here and he's relatively inexperienced. He was, you know, so much more settled and relaxed in that arena. They put in an excellent performance. I mean, I'm going to say all things considered, that makes it sound like it was a, you know, it'll do for now, but it was a very, very good performance. And did their bit to contribute toward, you know, well, throughout the week have done their bit to contribute towards
Absolutely.
The team.
So, yeah, I think it's important to stress that, because Carl is, quite apart from being arguably one of the greatest dressage riders certainly our country has ever seen, but is such a team player. He was, and he turned up to watch, I think it was Sophie?
Well, it was he and Gareth and Lottie and the chef to keep, Caroline Griffiths, all turned up to watch Sophie's test in the morning. Because this is the funny thing about today. We had Sophie's test at 9:09 and then nothing until, we had Carl, Nikki and Gareth in the space of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a bit of an odd day. Yeah. And we didn't really have... We've kind of failed slightly with interviews.
We have dropped the ball. That's why you and I are rabbiting on quite so much at the end of the podcast. Normally, this would be filled with other interviews. But, you know, we've only got the one interview. Sorry, everyone. But no, Carl and Gareth, I think...
Well, the thing is, we haven't even talked about Gareth.
Have we not?
No, we haven't.
Senior moment for me. Goodness
we need to talk about Gareth's test because Gareth pulled off yet another personal best.
Yeah.
He has been on fire this week.
Wow.
Classic Brilinka has just been knocking him out of the park.
Yeah.
She's incredible, that horse. And they've come into their form. They've had a great year, but it's just fantastic.
I was talking to one of the foreign journalists, and they say that Gareth is really popular with the foreign press. I don't know why, but they love him. They think he's great.
Well, it's because we think he's great.
Yeah. Obviously, we think he's great. But everyone loves Carl as well. Basically, those two, whenever you surround them with journalists, you can't get them away because they can make them laugh. It's a joy to watch. Also, I got a massive hug from Gareth before he left, which was nice.
Oh, that's quite normal. Gareth hugs me all the time.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm making this sound a bit odd.
All right.
But no, whenever he does well, he hugs everyone.
Right, it's good for him.
Because he's just so happy with the performance.
Well, yeah, so I mean, all in all, it's been, you know, a couple of ups and downs so far this week. It's our final day in Rotterdam tomorrow.
I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Well, yeah. So what have we got? We've got the para freestyle.
Para freestyle. So all four of our athletes will be competing again tomorrow because they've all qualified for the freestyle, which is excellent.
And, of course, we've got the jumping final.
We've got the jumping final with
individual,
Ben.
Individual, yes.
Yeah, individual final with Ben Mayer currently in the lead. But it's all very, very close at the top.
It is very close. You were telling me, so Holly Smith, obviously, is also competing in that. And she is just one pole down from being that right?
I think it's, yeah. Again, we're relying on my memory here, we've been over the fact my memory is not great at this time of night. But she is within a pole of touching distance of the medals. She's in 12th currently, and it is so tight in that top 10 that one pole down could send people plummeting.
Yeah.
And send everyone else up the list.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, it will be, that arena will be a pressure cooker tomorrow. But, you know, they're both very capable riders and very capable of pulling it out of the bag. So we are just going to have to cross our fingers, cross our toes, cross our eyes. Actually, maybe not cross our eyes because we won't be able to watch what they're doing. But you get the gist.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we wish them all the best. And, you know, hopefully
more medals. I'm going to put it out there. I say we are going to win 3 medals tomorrow. Yeah. Boom.
Put
a pin in that.
I'm the cautious one because I don't like to jinx things. Okay. But I would like to think, particularly with the amount of planning we've done tomorrow on the basis that we might win medals, I'd like to hope we win at least some.
Okay, that's enough flannel. I'm really sorry. We only had the one interview. We will be back tomorrow. Bye.